Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening to us however you're listening to us. You could be working out right now listening to us through iTunes, through Stitcher, through Google Play. However you're listening to us, we appreciate it. We're here to try to help. And whether it's with your website itself, whether it's with your marketing, whether it's with your social media, and social media is so much a part of marketing anymore. And that's one of the reasons I'm really, really proud to introduce our guest today, Miss Melinda Emerson, small business lady, number one small business lady in the country. I hope it doesn't bother you that I introduce you that way.
Not at all. But actually, I'm not just America's number one small business lady. I'm actually America's number one small business expert. I just happen to be a lady, but that's all right.
I had the pleasure of meeting you a couple months ago at a Lancaster marketing function. And being an SEO guy, I just absolutely loved your approach to social media. And I loved I loved your attitude about SEO, because at the end of the day, social media is a part of the SEO mix. And I don't think a lot of people understand the importance of being able to broadcast, your expertise on social media. And just the power of social media if it is used properly. And I loved your message with regard to it. And in reading your blog, I really liked the idea of addressing mistakes that people can make in social media. I thought there's nobody better to talk about the mistakes that you can make and how to avoid them than you after reading your post.
Sure.
So really, let's just start from the beginning. I'm going to start from ignorance here and just ask you, you're counting down the mistakes people can make on social media. Where would you start?
Well, I think, if we're dealing with five big mistakes that people make, the first one I would say is sort of like, a very common one. Is people just try to be everywhere in social media. Like they feel like, well, Snapchat's starting to get hot. I better get over there and start using Snapchat. Well, no, I really feel like people spread themselves too thin on social media. So they're doing Facebook, they're doing LinkedIn, they're doing Twitter, they're doing Google Plus, they're doing Pinterest, they're doing Instagram. And Lord, now they're trying to figure out how to do Snapchat. And it's like, listen, no, you need to figure out one or two platforms that you're going to focus on, and how you determine what those should be is really be where your target customer is hanging out online. You know, don't use Facebook because you like Facebook. Use Facebook because that's where your fish are.
So you're saying that regardless of what anybody else is saying is hot, what is really most appropriate for your business?
Yeah, it's like, what is most appropriate for your target customers? Are your target customers using Snapchat? Well, if they are, go on over there and start using Snapchat. But if your target customers are, people, 35 to 44, those guys are not on Snapchat. so it's like, you got to know your audience. You got to know how your audience is using social media. And that is really, really, really important. I would say, number four, if we're moving up the chain, you have got to make sure that you are always sharing helpful, relevant content, and that you are.
Let me just repeat that for everybody listening. Helpful, relevant content. I just love those three words, and thank you for saying them.
Yeah, because a lot of times, people spam people with silly stuff. You cannot do that. You have to add value to the conversation. That is the whole goal of social media. You must add value. I would say number three in the list of challenges that people have with social media is people sell too quickly. I mean, I am astonished. I probably get 3 to 5 LinkedIn invitations every day. And I'm pretty kind on LinkedIn. I don't not connect to people that right. I don't. But it is astonishing to me how often I have connected to someone and then literally seconds later, they've sent me some pitch in my inbox. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know you yet. Like, you haven't said anything to me of value or relevance. And now you're trying to sell me something. Now you want to make sure I know about your upcoming course or what. And it's just like, that makes me figure out on LinkedIn how to unconnect for people. And it's not easy to do on LinkedIn.
Oh, no, it is not easy to do on LinkedIn.
No, but it's like, I'm like, dude, you're a spammer. I'm blocking you, you know. And so people, the thing that people have to understand on social media is that you need to give to get. And what that means is you should be sharing other people's content at a 4-to-1 ratio of your own. So for everything you tweet about yourself, you better be sharing 4 other pieces of content that have nothing to do with you.
Hey, may I share something with you in regard to this? Because you just opened a Pandora's box in my head. I got an invitation about a week and a half ago from someone who is not in the Lancaster, they don't have a bricks and mortar in the Lancaster, PA area. But they practice SEO. And this is what bothers me, because there's so much spamming that goes on with people who practice SEO. And I got a LinkedIn invitation from this person. Hey, you know, I've been reading your blog, blah, 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 blah. And then I look and it's like, you're using a UPS store box address to try to rank for SEO in Lancaster. Do I really want to be connected with you? I mean, it comes down to ethics sometimes. And it's bothersome.
You gotta build trust before you can sell.
Trust.
And that's what people don't realize. And that actually brings me sort of like to number 2 on my list. You know, you have to share consistently. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, people are always like, well, how did you get 350,000 followers on Twitter? I got them one follower at a time. And by the way, it took me almost 2 years before my brand was big enough for anyone to pay any attention to me. I mean, really, literally.
I love that you're saying this, though, because like people don't want to hear it, but it's true.
I wore Twitter like a job for 22 months before I was ever able to monetize my brand. And that's what I need people to understand. Like, this is not, you have to have relentless consistency. Relentless.
Yeah.
And in doing so, that is how you make a difference on social media. And particularly now, because there's so many people out here, there's so much noise. You know, it's very different than it was in 2008 when I started doing it. You know, I was very much a pioneer on Twitter. I mean, Twitter was only 2 years old when I found it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, you know, people have to understand that it is about that consistency. It is about showing up. It is about becoming a trusted member of the community. And that's when you don't have to sell. That's when all of your business can become inbound. People calling you. People wanting to do business with you. And it's all in how you set your stuff up from the very beginning. And, you know, working backwards now to number 1, I would say the number 1 biggest mistake that I see people make in social media is having unrealistic expectations and goals that they don't measure.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, listen, it is not going to start raining money in your business the second you open your Facebook account. It's just not going to happen. You got to put some time in it. You got to put some effort in it. But you also need to use the analytics. You know, you need to use your Facebook analytics. You need to use, you know, Hootsuite or Sprout Social, your Google analytics underneath the hood of your website to see where your actual referral traffic is coming from.
Indeed.
You know, I happen to know that my number 1 referral source is Twitter. I happen to know that my second number, second ranked referral source is Facebook. You know, so we know these things about my brand. We know that my brand is 48% male and 52% female in social media. You know, so we know who my people are. We know what time of day my people like to read my stuff, you know.
And sometimes, and I want to share a little something here recently. I like to cook, and my wife was working double, triple shift about 3 weekends ago, and I was making some jambalaya. I lived in Louisiana for like 18 years, and I love jambalaya, gumbo. I will make it periodically throughout the year. I like to listen to music while I'm cooking, while I'm doing whatever. It's like music is a soundtrack to life. And I was listening to these two Queen albums that I like, and I just happened to notice at different point, and if this was totally unplanned, but I just happened to notice at different points when the rice was done, when I was done chopping vegetables, when the sausage and the chicken were done being, you know, being cooked in the pot, and I had to add everything else. I mean, different steps in the cooking process. I noticed different songs, and I thought, well, this would be kind of a kick. So I did a blog post about and I called it Homemade Jambalaya in two Queen albums time, because I swear to you, it was by the end of the last song on the second album I was listening to that the jambalaya was ready to eat. And I was like, this is cool. I didn't plan this. This was fun. And I shared it. I've gotten so many private messages on LinkedIn about it. And I've actually thought privately to myself, I was like, man, why can't you leave a comment? Why can't you leave a like? Why are you messaging me privately about this? But it's something that has nothing to do with our business, but yet I've actually gotten a lead or two off of that for the work that we do. And it has nothing to do with the business itself, but it has to do with, I don't know, just sharing a part of yourself.
Well, that's the thing. People have to understand that social media is really about being social. You know,
I was nervous writing that post, I'll tell you, because I thought, man, people are going to think I'm out of my mind.
No. I mean, even myself, you know, being a brand online, being somebody who is a walking, talking social media brand, you know, I once had someone say to me, hey, you know, your brand would be a lot more appealing if there was more of you in it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, wow. You know, that was kind of a slap in the face. But I got what she was saying. You know, you don't just want to be somebody that just sends out links. You want to say why you sent the link out.
Well, it gives meaning to small biz lady.
Exactly.
Because it's you.
Exactly. And it's like, so when people have an opportunity to experience me in person or listen to a podcast, they're like, wow, you know, but they should feel that way from interacting with me in social media as well. You know, you've got to figure out how to put you out there. And that's what's so cool about some of the new video tools that are available now, the Facebook Lives and, you know, Google Hangouts and all this kind of stuff. Now you can be live from anywhere. You can give more of yourself. And I really think that's important to do. But I had to get out of my own way in that way because I am a former television producer, right? So when I do video, I want video to be perfect. You know what I mean?
That's like me on the radio side. It's like, I've got like a studio in my basement, and it's like I want the podcast to sound the best that it can sound, with respect to you, with respect to you know, our company, with respect to anybody who's on here. But yeah, I get where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, so I had to get out of my own way. I had to say, okay, you know what? I'm gonna turn my phone around and I'm gonna record myself, and it's gonna be okay. You know?
Oh yeah, we've.
I don't have to.
We got some clients that do some just off the cuff video, whether it's with their phones or with with, you know, they might have a, you know, I don't know, a Canon mini camera or whatever. But they'll do these 2-minute videos that resonate with their audience. And get that and get people interested in what they're doing. I mean, one of them is a custom home builder, and you look at their videos, and I love them because I know these people. And you walk up to them and shake their hand. This is what you get. What you get on the video, that is exactly what you get in person.
Exactly. And so that's why I'm so excited about, you know, what social media can do for a small business, because it used to be all the little small businesses spent all their time trying to get to the decision makers, trying to get past the gatekeeper. Well, social media has eliminated all of that. Now, if somebody uses social media, you can find them, you can get to them. But the thing is, are you ready when you get to them?
Yes.
That's really the issue.
Truly.
Are you ready when you get to them? When you finally get somebody's attention, are you ready to have the conversation? Are you sales ready? And that's really important, because a lot of business owners, boy, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to networking events and people get up and introduce who they are, give their 1 to 2 minute commercial or whatever. Mm-hmm. And invariably, if there are 30 people in the room, there's only about 3 of them that do it right. And that's a shame, because you should be able, on a dime, if somebody woke you up with a gun in the middle of the night, you should be able to say what you sell. You should be able to explain to people how they can hire you. It's important. And really,
it is very important.
Social media is really, at the end of the day, it's about brand awareness. The real goal is getting somebody's real contact information. The real goal is getting somebody from social media on the phone.
Yeah.
That is how you make a difference, you know? And so it is extremely important. You know, so it's just really a lot of stuff. And, you know, it is something that you have to be focused on. You have to constantly sharpen it, because your customers' needs will change and the things you want to sell will change. But your story about what you sell has to be tight, no matter what. It needs to be tight in social media. One of the other mistakes that I see people make, if I could just throw in a number 6.
Oh, absolutely. Please do.
People do not use their profiles correctly. So I see people, I'll just use Twitter for example, they'll have in their Twitter profile, you know, Steeler fan, swim dad, avid reader, you know. Well, none of that tells anybody how to hire you. Like, you need to be using your keywords in your profile.
Yeah.
Are you a speaker? Are you an author? Are you an SEO expert?
You need something beyond just what defines you as a person. But what defines you as a person is good. But you know, how are you going to help me?
I'm a Steeler fan. I don't think that's important. You know what I mean? So, people kill me with not updating their profiles, not updating their bios, not updating their social media profiles, which is a lot of how people are going to look at you first before they ever pick up the phone and call you. And it is just astonishing to me how people will put personal information instead of business information in their social media profile. And that's a big mistake, I think.
I agree. And I like what you said, you know, a few minutes ago with regard to comfort zone, because I think that's a nice segue into our next podcast, where we're going to talk with Ms. Emerson about breaking out of your comfort zone and taking a few risks with regard to social media, how you present yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself. And we appreciate you listening to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. And we will see you next time. Linda, thank you. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Sounds good.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity doo wop wop, say what, yeah.